Islamic movement and our children. Isn't it surprising and concerning that a person who has been involved in the Islamic movement for many years has read numerous books, shared them with others, and yet his own children, living in the same house, have never read a single book on the movement? Isn't it worrying that you attend various events with your young children, but when it comes to the Islamic movement's gatherings or programs, you go alone? And sometimes your child drops you off at the event and returns home on a scooter. If you wish for society to become more connected to this movement, shouldn't you desire the same for your children? The attention you give your family is the first measure of how deeply you care about success in the hereafter. The passion you have for establishing Islam, and how serious you are about the Islamic movement. This is why the Quran emphasizes it. O you who have believed, protect yourselves and your families from the fire, whose fuel is people and stones. Over it are angels, harsh and severe. They do not disobey Allah in what He commands them, but do what they are commanded. At-Tahrim 66, verse 6. This ayah tells believers to safeguard themselves and their families from the hellfire. Those associated with the Islamic movement should recite this verse often. It is essential to instill a correct understanding of Islam in every individual. Cultivate Islamic ethics, guide them towards living for Islam, and inspire them to work towards its establishment. These tasks are crucial for those involved in the Islamic movement. When working with adults, it is often challenging. People are not easily ready to listen, read our books, or join us. However, these tasks can be easily performed with our children, family members, and neighborhood children. Though the results may take time, children who are given attention from a young age will, in due time, become valuable assets to the movement. In recent years, I had the chance to visit many places and assess the work of the Islamic movement. In some places, I noticed that people had been working for 40 to 50 years, but had only a few individuals associated with them. Upon investigation, I realized they hadn't paid attention to their children. If they had focused on children, within 10 years, they would have a strong team of youth in the movement. Generally, a person has a circle of children, his own, nephews, nieces, grandchildren, and local children. With little encouragement and rewards, we can teach them good principles, read good books to them, and have them read these books. If we plan and work systematically with the children, by the age of 15 or 16, they can become well-versed in Islamic literature and serve the movement. With proper nurturing, these children can greatly impact their peers and even guide their entire family towards goodness. Reading Islamic literature plays a significant role in shaping a movement-oriented mindset. If neglected, assuming that the child will automatically develop the mindset just because the family has it is a mistake. A child will only develop this mindset through reading and listening to movement literature. However, this must be complemented by integrating the movement into daily life and making it a part of the child's environment. This will only happen when they participate in the movement's activities. To ensure the Islamic upbringing of children, it is necessary to establish and support children's organizations, student associations, and youth organizations. When children are connected to these organizations, they will actively engage and their involvement in the Islamic movement will grow. Some places I observed showed that while the children of movement members participated in volunteering efforts, they didn't engage in the movement's programs. For example, at large gatherings or events, they helped organize everything but didn't attend weekly training sessions. Although their spirit for voluntary work is commendable, the goal is for them to be part of the movement and participate in its training and dawah activities. An ayah from the Quran provides encouragement for every member of the Islamic movement regarding their children. And those who believed and whose descendants followed them in faith, we will join their descendants with them, and we will not deprive them of anything of their deeds. Every person is a pledge for what he has earned. At-Tur 52:21. This ayah emphasizes the great reward for those who, with sincerity, work to bring their children to faith. When they follow the path of faith, their parents will be rewarded with higher status for having guided them. Maulana Amin Ahsan Islahi writes in his tafsir of this ayah, A person who has true faith is most concerned about guiding his children to protect them from the punishments of the hereafter. While worldly success may also be desired, the focus should be on spiritual success. This is why prophets and righteous individuals have always prayed for their children's salvation in the hereafter. This is the lesson. Every person should strive to show the path of faith to their children and family as much as possible. Every individual's first priority should be to follow the path that pleases Allah, and their second priority should be ensuring their children walk that same path. The effort to guide them should be sincere, deep, and relentless. If you are certain that the Islamic movement has chosen the path that pleases Allah, and you are part of it, working towards His pleasure, then it is your duty to make sure your children are active participants in the movement as well.